the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So, dear listeners, we were talking about the things we should not pray for to the Almighty Allah. We mentioned that there are some norms, sunan, and rules governing this universe that we shouldn't petition in contrary to these norms. We shouldn't also pray for illegal things. And the last of thing we mentioned was wishing the eradication of blessings from the others. And this was due to a kind of misunderstanding. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Some people think that when Allah wills to bestow a blessing upon the servants, He needs to take the blessing from other persons and then grant it to him. Allah is not so. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Najran says, one day I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about the verse, do not covet the advantage which Allah has given some of you over others. He said, one should not covet the wife or daughter of the other person. Rather, he should wish the like of it. So, we shouldn't ask the Almighty Allah to transfer a blessing from the other people to us. So, up to now we have talked about three different things not to be asked from the Almighty Allah for ourselves when it comes to praying. Another thing to be mentioned is that praying against one's own advantage is, among other things, that one ought not to pray for. The people are usually not aware of their own maslaha, and man is always unaware of that which benefits him and harms him. But Allah, the Exalted, the All-Knowing, knows best, and He would either substitute answering his prayer with another blessing, or with averting a calamity from him, or he would delay the response to the time when it is beneficial for him to be responded. So, by knowing this fact, for most of the time, when we see that our prayers are not responded, we shouldn't think that our call has been rejected. The Almighty Allah, He Himself, has told us that when you do not see your prayer answered, maybe it was not for your own good. It wasn't for your own advantage, and actually you were praying against your own advantage. A phrase in the supplication of Iftitah reads, so I became habituated to call you trustingly and ask you familiarly, neither fearing nor scared, pointing out to you that because of which I have turned towards you. Then if there was a delay in your response, I would blame you due to my ignorance, and perhaps the delay was best for me, for you know the outcome of all affairs. I haven't seen a more generous master, patient with a wretched slave, than you are with me, O my Lord.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, by knowing this fact, what a supplicant must do in such a condition is that he should pray to Allah and thereafter entrust all his affairs to him and let him decide for him what is the advantage of him and what is not. And if Allah did not respond to him or there was a delay in the response, then one should not blame Allah the Exalted, since it is possible that the praying has been against the advantage of the person, the supplicant. It is possible that the supplicant may have asked Allah out of his ignorance, of course, for what is in fact harmful to him, or he may have asked for evil in the same manner as he asked for good and makes haste to acquire it. It is just like the wishes of the babies, the ones who need their fathers and mothers to take care of them. And when that kid or child is trying to reach a very dangerous knife, he or she thinks it's a toy to play with, but the parents know the best, and they would do all the things to make him or her stop to take that dangerous thing away from their child. So we shouldn't pray sometimes against our own advantage out of our ignorance. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.